Back now with Day to Day, the Tasmanian devil makes plenty of trouble in Warner Brothers cartoons. But in real life, the devil is in serious trouble. The cause? Deadly facial tumors.
10 years ago, there were an estimated 200,000 devils living on the island of Tasmania. It's off the southeast corner of Australia. Now there are only 50 or 60,000. Earlier, I spoke with John Hamilton. He runs the Tasmanian Devil Conservation Park in Tasmania.
The Tasmanian devil facial tumor disease first presents as a small lesion around the mouth of a Tasmanian devil. That then grows into what can be a truly horrific looking cancer or tumor that can take over the whole of the face. And eventually that ends up going through the lymphatic system and affecting other organs. So the Tasmanian devils from the first sign of the disease to death is typically 5 to 6 months. And in all cases so far, it's found to be fatal.
Well, what do the veterinarians say is the cause?
Tasmanian devils are fairly feisty little animals, hence the nature of the well-known cartoon character, which is partially representative of the devil's nature. In this case, one animal bites another and implants a rogue cell, which happens to be cancerous, so then that turns into a lesion and in turn cancer. So what we have is a fatal transmissible cancer, and such a creature's never been known before.
Well, what measures are you taking down there to try to protect the Tasmanian devils?
There is a number of wildlife centres, of which we're the largest and the oldest, and all the Tasmanian devils in our centres are disease-free. The other thing is that there is a peninsula in the area where we live, and there is no disease in this region, and it's considered that this peninsula could hold out the best hope of retaining a disease-free wild population.
How large is the peninsula? How many Tasmanian devils could exist there, do you think?
We hope that there could be some thousands. I wouldn't say tens and tens of thousands. That would not be sustainable. What we have to make sure is that within that sustainable population, we have as much genetic diversity as possible. And that's not so easy because the devil now has a narrow genetic base, and that may be the reason, in breeding, in fact, that the devil has had a bit of a breakdown in its immune system, and that's why it's susceptible to this transmissible cancer.
John Hamilton, you run a conservation park for Tasmanian devils there, so you're very fond of these creatures.
Well, absolutely. What we do is, in fact, look after them, and they're quite friendly. And these are endearing little creatures, especially when they're small. When they're large, they are pretty ugly looking, but they are quite fascinating creatures.
John Hamilton runs the Tasmanian Devil Conservation Park in Tasmania. John, thanks for speaking with us on Day to Day.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure.